This is Scott Becker with the Becker Group Business and Women's Leadership Podcast. I'm thrilled to have Bruce Tolgan on the phone today. Bruce will help me make sure I'm pronouncing his name correctly. He's a best-selling author. He's got a new book out, The Art of Being Indispensable at Work, but has authored a number of things, a very talented person. Bruce, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, introduce yourself?
Yeah, we've been doing research on the front lines of the workplace for 27 years now. And I started out in the early 90s. I was an unhappy lawyer at number 2 Wall Street and running around doing what the grown-ups told me. And started doing research for my first book back then was Managing Generation X. And we just have been doing the research ever since. So more than 500,000 people from more than 400 organizations have participated in our in-depth interview research. And what we do is we try to learn from, you know, what the most successful people are doing and then, you know, turn that into information that other people can use.
Well, fantastic. And tell us the name of your company, I think, or one of them, is Rainmaker Thinking. Tell us how you came up with this, how you ended up in this world view and so forth.
Yeah, that's right. Rainmaker Thinking is our company, all one word. And, you know, when I first started out, I was working in New York City on Wall Street at a law firm. And they use the term rainmaker to describe somebody who brings in business, you know. And so when I created my own research and management training company, first we called it Rainmaker Information Analysis and Strategic Consulting. And then shortly thereafter, the internet became a thing. And so we needed a URL. So we were trying to think of, you know, information analysis and strategic consulting. What are you really trying to say there? And so that's where Rainmaker Thinking came from.
And let me ask you sort of a follow-up question. You've alluded to the initial law firms you worked at. Can you mention what law firms and the legal background and stuff like that? And then I do want to ask you a question. One of your books, at least, is dedicated to your father, who you call ultimate, indispensable, go-to person. And I want to talk about those qualities, too. But
yeah, yeah.
Because that type.
So I was only a lawyer for 428 days, so please don't hold that against me. But that's just where I started out, you know. I was at Carter, Ledger & Milburn in New York City. It's the second oldest law firm in America, and they'll take good care of you if you go there. I just didn't, and I find the law very interesting. I just didn't like what, you know, I didn't like it as a job for myself. And and what I do now beats working, you know.
Yes. And talk about, so one of your concepts is, you have many different concepts. I know you have a new book out too, but one of your concepts is being indispensable. When you talk about your father, you talk about him as, because being indispensable at any job you're at, any company you're at, that is a goal, or whether to a client. If you're indispensable, then you're needed. When they do layoffs, you don't get laid off. When they do increases promotions, you're the person people have to take care of because you're viewed as indispensable. You refer to your father as indispensable, go-to person, that kind of person, the kind of person exactly that you need to populate, and you need to be yourself in a work environment. Talk about what he was like.
Yeah, my dad's alive, so I'm going to go up this weekend. I just got books hot off the presses, so I'm going to bring this book dedicated to him up for Father's Day, actually. I mean, look, when anyone who is one of these go-to people, I mean, these are the people I've been studying. And that's what the book is based on, is what is it that they have in common, these indispensable go-to people? And you might think, well, it's that they're great at their job. You know, my dad practiced medicine for many years. I think he was really good at it. Of course, you got to be great at your job. They work hard. Well, of course, you got to work hard. They have a good attitude. Well, of course, they got a good attitude. I'll tell you what we learned in our research was everybody wants to be one of those go-to people. But the problem is, if you're a go-to person, everyone goes to you. And then pretty soon, you know, they keep going to you. And pretty soon, If you want to say yes to everyone and everything, you're in danger of becoming overcommitted. So the riddle I was trying to solve in the book, and I think what sets real go-to people apart, is how do you make yourself that indispensable go-to person without becoming overcommitted? Because if you're overcommitted, right, then you're always juggling. And if you're always juggling, what happens? You start dropping balls, right? You start making mistakes. You start causing delays. Then, you know, this damages your relationships. Then all of a sudden you're not consistent. And that's no way to be a go-to person. Being a sometimes go-to person, or I thought that person was a go-to person, right? So what made it a riddle, you know, it's easy to say, be great at your job, work hard, have a great attitude. Well, ho-hum, you know what I mean? The thing is, how do they do that and stand the test of time without becoming overcommitted? And the answer is that they have to play the long game. It turns out that what these people have in common is they know how to play the long game by making good decisions one moment at a time. They make sure that they do the right thing at the right time for the right reasons. They're not saints. They're not mythic characters. They're people who they show up with the intention of serving, adding value over the long term. And what that means is they know when to say no. And they never say yes without a good plan of action. They know how to stay aligned with their chain of command. They know how to keep people aligned. They know how to communicate with structure and discipline. They conduct themselves in a professional way every step of the way. That certainly was true of my father. It's true of the people who are featured in the book, and it's true of these sort of go-to people I've made a study of, and they're the people that the book is based on.
Well, fantastic. And talk about just a moment on where people could find your book, your newest book, and a little bit about it. Bruce, tell us about the book.
Yeah, okay. So it's called The Art of Being Indispensable at Work, Win Influence, Beat Overcommitment, and Get the Right Things Done. You know, it wasn't written for the pandemic or the post-pandemic era, but it might as well have been. It's like a sort of like a how to win friends and influence people for the post-pandemic era. It's all about how to operate in an environment of uncertainty, where work is getting harder and harder, more and more demanding, where there's so many factors outside your own control that the only thing you can do is focus on controlling you. And so, you know, the first chapter is about fighting overcommitment syndrome. The second chapter is about building real influence. It's called the peculiar mathematics of real influence. That you know, what is it these people have in common? And it's that they make other people root for them. They make other people want them to succeed. They make other people want to work with them. You know, that's why they go to them over and over again. So the book, I'm thrilled to say, is published by Harvard Business Review Press. And so it's available everywhere because, you know, it's Harvard. And if you're wondering if Harvard runs the world, it turns out, yep, they do.
Well, fantastic. Congratulations. What a great honor and for you to be published by Harvard Business Review, magnificent publisher that only takes the highest quality manuscripts. Just fantastic. Congratulations. And what a privilege for us to get a chance to visit with you today. Bruce Tolgan, the founder of Rainmaker Institute and also the author of The Art of Being Indispensable at Work. I'm looking forward to reading it myself. Bruce, thank you so much for joining us today. What a pleasure to have you on.
Yes, sir. Hey, thank you so much for including me. It's an honor and a pleasure.